Before I left home,
yes,
I was walking out the door, and my wife had three or four poinsettias, prettiest poinsettias you ever saw in your life, huge things. And I noticed they looked sad.
They weren't water?
No.
No.
This is at the home.
Yes.
This is at the home of the Ice Cube Man, yeah. Okay? I've told them over and over and over.
Maybe she
figures. They put them out there, and I know there's a lot of people. It dawned on me. My first inclination was I was going to go and rant and rave about some people shouldn't have poinsettias. They should not be allowed to buy poinsettias. Because a lot of work goes into growing those things. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of time and sweat and energy that goes into growing those things. They start growing them in July and August. They get the little rooted cuttings in, or get the cuttings in, and then they have to root them, and then they have to carry them all the way through the summer in the greenhouse.
And then they're at the mercy of an insect infestation and disease.
And then if it's too hot or the nights are too hot, then they don't color up soon enough. And then people, when the wholesalers are selling them, the nurserymen, they do not have deposits. Down payments on poinsettias. In other words, a nursery could order 5,000 poinsettias.
Yeah, we won't mention any names of the people that have done
this. This has actually happened.
Yeah.
And then they see that people are not buying them for at least from their nurseries as fast, or maybe some other nursery got them cheaper, lower quality. And they said, well, they'll call this grower and say, all right, I don't need but 3,000. You keep that other 2,000. That ain't right. I don't know of any other. And see, that's a perishable product, and usually that happens less than a week before Christmas.
Now that's the same kind of thing that happens for peach growers.
Terrible.
Vegetable growers too at times.
And so, and I'm thinking that with people, there's certain people, I won't call anybody's names, that shouldn't be allowed to even buy a poinsettia, because I mean they're too precious a product. They're the you know, symbol of Christmas.
Now I had
and if they're gonna let them die from drought and let them dry out when we've already worked out how to do it, even Stevie Wonder in the nursing home could figure out how to water the poinsettias, okay?
Well, maybe people figure they shouldn't have to water them. It's someone else
who came up
with the recipe.
They look good for the first few days I had them. What's happening to them now?
Maybe they thought you were going to water them.
Yeah, they may. I imagine that's a problem of the day.
I had a not quite that bad, but a similar kind of experience. Judy's son, Jonathan, has come visit. And Jonathan doesn't go outside the house much, you know. And so, you know, occasionally to really throw me off guard, he'll mow the lawn or something.
Wait a minute.
But Jonathan noticed that the live Christmas tree hadn't been watered. And he said, shouldn't this be watered? And I mean, it was kind of like smack, smack, smack. Yes, it should, Jonathan.
the living
Christmas tree, yeah.
Oh, I thought
that's the one you said you needed water, isn't it?
I thought of something else, Milton.
What?
About, you know, I told you that all the Christmas trees here are living. Mm-hmm. All the Christmas trees here are living.
Right.
And you kind of gave me that look, like right, they're not living.
Well, because the fresh cut didn't.
Okay. If you want to prove to yourself that they're living, don't water. Don't put water in the Christmas tree stand. And you will see the difference between a living Christmas tree and a dead Christmas tree, okay?
Well, no, I
that occurred to me while I was angrily watering these.
Well, I think there's some philosophical, some arguments that it could occur, you know, on definition of living, because
they are all living.
It's kind of like the living will thing too.
Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, that tree is still functioning in some ways, but it's not going to grow anymore, and it's not going to live
sort of
beyond a certain point.
It's sort of like your home is hospice.
Yeah.
For the tree.
That's good, man.
It's
good.
It's not going to make
it. If you would write, you could use some of those good lines.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, okay, since I've scolded people for the poinsettias, some people have repented.
Should that be open?
What?
Where it's raining inside that, where it's plugged in?
It probably would be better if it was just slightly closed.
Okay.
But anyway, so now we've scolded people, and they've seen the error of their ways, right, on these poinsettias. Let's say that you go in and you look at your poinsettia and it's drooping. That's the first sign that it's wilted. Also, a sign if it's floating in the air. You know, if it's floating in there like a cork, then that's also another sign that it's wilted, that it's dry. And then you can do the last ultimate test.
What do you mean floating in the air?
It's so light.
Oh, it's so light.
Okay. You know, when they're wet, they're
you
heavy.
Can tell when you. I've been those there. That have dried out, actually, when you water them, they will kind of go.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of lift up out of
there. And that's my point. Okay, so. And then you put your hand in the your finger in there. Well, a lot of people are not horticulturists and they don't understand. If it doesn't feel wet like a baby diaper when you put your finger in there, you know, like when you're testing for a baby. Then but if you stick it in there and it feels like sticking your finger in sphagnum peat or cork, it's dry. And I say you think that they would know if it's wilted or if it was very light that it would be dry. But no, Kevin, that is not. You can't assume that.
And you what you want?
The people any, we're talking.
Yeah, you notice any of these things, you want to water right away because. These more modern poinsettias are even more forgiving than the old ones, and they can tolerate once or twice, but if you goes too long or more than a few times, they're done for.
Now, how do you water? You know, Kevin's already hit upon the thing that you cannot water with ice cubes when they're completely dried out. Ice cubes are only supplemental irrigation, supplemental watering
to
wet soil. To a mix that is what we call field capacity. All right, Kevin?
Yep.
Anyways, but how do we water? Because as Calvin says, if you pour the water in, the things will float out, literally float out of the pot and fall over and everything else. What you do is you get a dish. You get a dish of that old, you know, several inches of water, and then put the poinsettia in that dish. It has to be big as the bottom of the container. And then pour the water through, if you can. These are so thick, I couldn't hardly get to where I could pour water into the pot. Pour the water in. Filtered water is the best. You get all that poisonous chlorine out. And fluoride, excuse me. And then pour it in there, and then, as Calvin says, it'll float. But you fill that bowl up. Fill that bowl up. With when that's standing in water, and the plant's probably a little bit floating, and you leave it there until that soaks all that water up out of that bowl. You're looking at the bowl now. You're not watering the plant. And then you fill that bowl back again. And you keep filling it until that bowl no longer dries.
The sink works, too.
Yeah, the sink works.
Yeah,
my wife doesn't like the sink.
Yeah, once you get that moisturized, then you can use the ice cube.
Yeah, there. That's once easier. You rehydrate it, you can go ahead and use the ice cube.